Hi friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. The next episode of the dark fiction series Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's called Secret in Silver Falls, and it's a Cold War era creature feature. Here's a short preview.
Ned, it's a government facility, so even if I had...
Well, my government doesn't keep secrets from citizens, just enemies.
Okay, but that's not really how it works.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
I'm not saying that. It's just...
Gotcha, you little shit.
Ned.
How about we go inside, you and me? You can tell me what's happening. And then I can tell all these fine folks there ain't nothing to worry about.
I don't have answers to share with you.
I insist.
Ominous Thrill is out now, everywhere you listen.
Calling all lovers of mystery, prepare to don your detective hat in June's Journey, a free, hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective who is on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. Take a trip in time to the glitzy 20s to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. If, like me, you get sad when a story comes to a close, never fear. With June's Journey, the thrill is endless, since new chapters are added weekly. And not only can you enjoy the detective adventure, but you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island, where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This episode of the Sheridan Tapes was made possible by our supporters on Patreon. Sarah Sartawumna, Callista Jade, Lisa, and Caden K. If you'd like to support the show as well, please go to patreon.com/homesteadcorner. For as little as $1 a month, you get early access to ad-free versions of episodes, a special weekly behind-the-scenes podcast, and patron-only AMA livestreams. Before we get started, this episode contains discussions of religiously motivated homophobia, including brief mentions of conversion therapy and familial separation, depictions of violence and loud noises, including screams. Content warnings and a full transcript are available in the show notes.
This is Morrison. Yes, I'm alone. Tell me what happened out there. I see. That's unfortunate. How does she take that? I don't think I need to tell you why that's a problem. You're going where? Damn. You think you can find a way to get rid of them? Good. Everything is ready for Saturday. Meet me at 19:30 sharp, and make sure you're not followed.
Thank you.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Bill Tyler, Saturday, November 2nd, 6:30 p.m. Ned and I are out with Anna's sister, and she's different than I thought she'd be. I mean, my first impression was her berating me over the telephone, but still, she's unexpected, Sam. I thought I should record this so you get a better sense of...
Stop right there, Lieutenant!
Reach for the sky! Trying to skip out on us, partner? Was something I said?
You two are unbearable lightweights. How are we supposed to make it through the night if you're already sloshed?
Oh, come on, Bill. It's only 6:30. Oh, no, I just remembered I need to make a call. I'll be right back.
We'll be right here.
Hello, boys. Sorry I'm calling late, but I was just having fun.
This feels really good, Tyler.
This?
Yeah, no. This. Getting a night out together. Unwinding with our new friend over there. We should do this more often.
Yeah, she's something else, isn't she?
Sure is. You know, I never got a chance to thank you, Bill.
For what?
Everything. This might be the whiskey talking, so just, you know, tell me if I should stop, but... You know, I had a hard time adjusting here. I underestimated how hard it would be. Moving, settling in, getting the lay of the land. I mean, Oslo's like a whole different world, to be honest. I thought it'd be a breeze after Houston, but... I was wrong. But... I couldn't have asked for a better partner. You made me feel at home.
Oh, come on.
Just take the compliment, Tyler. You can't stop being kind or patient even when no one else is. Hell, I wouldn't have given Kate half a chance back in Shamson. Thank God you were there to keep me in check.
Thanks, Ned. You know, I wasn't in the best place when we met either. The fallout from the Sheridan case and what happened with Sam, it was brutal. And after you finally, well, opened up, it was just a relief to have someone to talk to. Someone who actually wanted to hang out outside of work. I mean, you wouldn't believe how hard it was to try and get Sam to... Anyway, I'm glad you're here.
Kind of idiot wouldn't want to hang out with you. Seems like a no-brainer. So, Rob couldn't make it then, huh?
He had other plans.
Other plans tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, even so, I don't have a drink in my hand, but just pretend I do. Here's to Bill and Ned, standing against the dark.
Here, here.
Bill and Ned! Bill and Ned's Excellent Adventure! Oh my God, you two must joke about that all the time!
How have I not noticed that? Ned!
Yeah?
Excellent!
What were you two talking about?
Oh, we were just saying that we'd better turn in our badges tomorrow, seeing that a civilian accountant just saved our asses the other night.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, it's true. You're a regular ghost whisperer. Must run in the family, huh?
No, just had a hunch, that's all.
So, where are we headed?
Well, the only place in Oslo with karaoke now that Marvin's burnt down. Follow me.
Can one of you go first? I'm kind of nervous to go on stage.
Don't be. Kate, it's just karaoke. It doesn't matter what you sound like. Everyone else is too drunk to hear.
You know, the only people who say things like that are the ones who are actually good at it.
Gotcha there, Bill.
Honestly. It'll be fine.
No, really. I don't know if I'm up to it tonight. I'll definitely cheer you two on, though.
Oh, come on. You've got to sing something. I can go up there with you if that would make it easier.
What do you want to sing?
Anything you want.
That's not really helpful.
What are your go-tos, Bill?
Oh, man. Let's see. Don't stop me now.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I want you back if I've got the upper range that day. All of me! Yeah, maybe not tonight.
Yeah, that'd be a sight.
Suddenly Seymour. You know, if I got a person to duet with.
Oh, no way. No way could I do that.
Oh, go. And I've been wanting to try out The Power of Love. I've been singing that one with Rob, but you know, there's such a thing as too sympathetic of an audience. So,
oh, would they have anything older, any Irish or English pub songs? Maybe?
Probably, yeah. Sam, I saw someone sing one of those ones.
Well, then I've got an idea what I want to sing, but I need you both to join in. Got it?
Can do. Oh, here we are. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Oh,
trying to get to the, thanks.
Gin and tonic, please.
Oh, one for me too, Ned.
Make it three, why don't you?
Not too bad for the Saturday after Halloween, huh?
God, I haven't been out to a place like this in ages.
Still haven't started karaoke yet? How'd they be going by now?
Hey, what's the rush? Sit down. Enjoy your drink with us.
You two get started without me. I'm gonna go find the DJ.
Oh, no. I've got this, Kate.
You sure? You don't have to.
Please. You got dinner. Least I can do for you pulling my ass out of the fire. Literally, in this case.
Thanks. Well, cheers, then.
Cheers.
It's too bad Robert couldn't make it out. I would have liked to meet him.
Good to know you and Ned are on the same page.
Was he busy tonight?
No. He used to work for the department, but he quit a few days ago. He's not too keen on hanging out with cops anymore.
Oh. Wow, that must be rough.
It is.
Did that have something to do with what Morrison asked you to do?
Sort of. A little bit. Fine. Yes, it did.
Do you want to talk about it?
What I want isn't really relevant. There's a lot of it that I just can't tell you about because of what might happen if...
What might happen if what?
I like you, Kate. I don't want to see you get hurt. It's so rare to find another person that... To find someone it feels like I've known for years. And we just met 2 days ago, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
I know what you mean. I don't know what it is, but it seems like... I guess I understand it. If you can't tell me, that is.
Thanks. You know, I really appreciate you not judging me for... Well... For keeping my job after what happened.
Well, I'm sure you had a... Well, I don't know for sure, but... You probably had a good reason to stay. I mean... Hell, I've definitely been there before. Not with the police, obviously, but... With the church.
What do you mean?
I've had a lot of doubt recently. Stayed with it way past when it stopped making sense to me. I tried walking away a few times, but I just couldn't let go, no matter how much I wanted to. And God, I really wanted to sometimes.
Oh man, do I understand that.
You grew up in the church too?
I did. Mormon family back in Salt Lake. Haven't been to church since high school, but it's still got a hold on me. I'm guessing you were...
Evangelical. Presbyterian, actually.
Oh. Anna must have been quite the troublemaker in your house, huh?
Sort of. Yeah. She didn't come around often, but it was usually pretty rough when she did. For her, I mean. There were exceptions, but sometimes I was the one making it rough for her. Okay, more than sometimes.
Yeah. Siblings can be tricky to live with. I get it.
When did you leave the church, then? After you graduated?
Right around the time my family threw me out on the street, actually.
They did what?
Yeah. My sister found out about Rob. We'd been together for a while, and they, well... Let's just say they didn't approve. My folks gave me a choice between leaving the house immediately or... Well, they didn't call it conversion therapy, but it's basically what it amounts to.
My God, that's horrible.
It's fine. They didn't know any better. I don't talk to them anymore, but, you know, I don't hate them as much as I used to or as much as I... want to sometimes, and Rob and I turned out okay.
So that's Anna had something similar happen in our church. Dad never kicked her out for it, but at a certain point, I guess she just had enough of lying about it. And then everything fell apart after her dad died. Mom lost herself in church, and Anna could barely talk to either of us after that. I'm sorry your parents couldn't accept you were gay.
I'm bi, actually. Thanks.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to assume anything.
No. It's fine. I figured that if we're telling each other secrets, the least I could do is be specific.
I've kind of been thinking, actually, that... Well, cheers to you, Bill. To new friends.
Yeah, to new friends.
So, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Are you sure you can't tell me anything else about this Sam Bailey? Where I might be able to find him, maybe?
You are unbelievable, aren't you? And no, I still can't tell you. I'm sorry. I wish I could. I trust you. I really do. But you have a lot more in common with Anna than you let on, you know?
What do you mean by that?
Nothing. I'm not sure. It just came out.
What if I told you why I'm out here? Why I left my family and job behind to look for Anna? Could you tell me something about Sam then?
Maybe I could. What happened?
Something happened. Something back home in Iowa. It was terrifying. I don't know if I can describe what it was. I haven't actually told anyone.
You two, get up on stage. I got the DJ to start early.
Oh, shit. You better finish your drink and get up there with us.
You and Kate go on. I'll join in on the next song.
Are you ready, Kate?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
You know what you want to sing?
I think so. One second. Hi, the Rattlin' Bog, please, if you have it.
Wait. For real?
Don't back out on me now, Tyler. Bottoms up. Woo! Okay.
Oh, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley.
Now in this bog, there was a tree, a rare tree, a rattling tree. Tree in the bog, the bog down in the valley.
Oh, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley.
Go!
The one's tree, there was a limb, a rare limb, a rattling limb. Limb on the tree in the bog, and the bog down in the valley. Oh, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley.
You don't know.
Now on this limb there was a branch, a rare branch, a rattling branch. The branch and the limb of the tree and the bog down in the valley.
Oh, the rattling bog down in the valley. Oh, the rattling bog down in the valley.
Ned, are you okay? What happened?
Oh, God.
Ned, you might want to take your hand off your sidearm now.
Easy, Bill. I'm just enjoying my drink here. Or, well, I don't know whose drink it is. Bartender couldn't be bothered to top me off, and God helps those who help themselves. Cheers.
Ned, I think you'd better leave. Now.
What's going on? Why is there blood on the bar?
Kate.
I've got to go.
Kate, Wait a second, don't.
Ned, you'd better have a good... Damn it, Ned.
Me with you?
Oslo PD, don't worry, it'll be taken care of. Did you call an ambulance?
Oh, yes, of course, officer. Thank you. They're on their way now. Tony, stay still and stay quiet. The paramedics are on their way. Shh. The police are here. Don't make a scene.
Kate! Kate, are you all right?
What the hell was that?
I don't know. I've never seen Ned behave like that before. I've never even seen him angry. I don't know why he'd slam that guy's head into the bar. It makes no sense.
He's unhinged.
He's probably just under a lot of stress right now. That I can't think of what else it could be. I'll try and ask him when I see him again.
You let him go?
I had to, Kate. There's a way we have to handle these things when another officer's involved.
And look, stop. Just stop. You know, I think you might be too charming for your own good. You know that?
What is that supposed to mean?
It means that you need to stop making excuses for everyone, for all the shit you let slide. First, you don't quit when Morrison tells you to kill your own partner.
Well, if you're going to dress me down like this, then keep it down, would you?
And now you're making excuses for Ned cracking a bartender's skull out of nowhere for no reason.
Kate, please. It isn't...
It isn't what? You clearly don't trust him, not half as much as you pretend to. And if you don't even realize that, I don't know what to do with you.
He's my partner, Kate. I have to trust him.
Stop making excuses. You work with a needlessly violent man for a needlessly violent man, and that means I can't trust you to be any better than the two of them. Not until you wise up. God damn it. I don't know why I came to Oslo in the first place. It hasn't gotten me any closer to finding Anna. And unless you start talking, I'm not going to figure out where Bailey is either. Tell me where I can find him. You owe me that much.
That won't be possible.
Why not?
Because you might get hurt.
By what? Ghosts? By you and your buddies? What happens when your boss says you need to be taken out of the picture? Are you just gonna sit back and let it happen?
Sam Bailey's dead.
What? But you said...
It wasn't me. Someone else got to him before I could. I was trying to keep that from you for your own sake. I'm sorry.
Where was he last seen, at least? Can you tell me that much?
Agate Shore.
Goodbye, Lieutenant Tyler.
Fucking course, I got all that on tape.
Kate Sheridan, 3:31 a.m., Sunday, November 3rd. I'm outside Agate Shore. It didn't take me long to get here, but I did have to wait at the hotel until I'd sobered up enough to drive. I'm in the parking lot of... I think it's a state park or something. I don't know. None of the lights were on, and the whole place looks abandoned. I'll be able to tell more in the daylight, but it looks like there was some kind of disaster out here recently. All my phone was able to tell me is that a dam broke somewhere in the area last year, but that doesn't seem to explain it. Anyway, Bill reluctantly pointed me in this direction. Finally, I had to all but physically twist his arm to get it out of him, but now I'm beginning to wonder if he wasn't lying about this place. It seems totally deserted. Would he really do that, though, even after everything that... I guess I'll be sleeping in my van after all. I don't know how long I'm going to have to stay here, and I haven't seen a single motel since I left Oslo. It's too dark out to do anything else now. And I need some time to think.
The Sheridan Tapes, Episode 40, Split the Lark, starring Virginia Spotts as Kate Sheridan, Jesse Steele as Bill Tyler, Ezra J. Wayne as Ned LaRoe, and Mike Kennedy as Edgar Morrison, with original music by Jesse Hogan. Written by Virginia Spotts and produced by Trevor Van Winkle and Virginia Spotts, and made possible by our supporters at patreon.com/homesteadcorner and at ko-fi.com/homesteadcorner. Visit thesheridantapes.com to view additional content, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and connect with us on Twitter at Sheridan Tapes and on Instagram at The Sheridan Tapes. I'm Trevor Van Winkle, this is Homestead on the Corner, and you're listening to The Sheridan Tapes.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.